and die. Now, it acts like the HIV in that its host will mutate it further. It will adjust to the DNA of its host. This one is nothing. But you must have this one to be able to mutate the next one they have in store for you, which will be more deadly because there will be nothing to treat it with.
Another question regarding frequencies and so forth. Now, these tonalities of the ringing in the ears and so forth, or everything covering within that spectrum, can a certain individual be focused upon and attuned to how would I say, to bring about certain patterns of thought or certain types of thinking or certain types of, of course you mentioned that that gentleman was programmed that with the poly, but can individuals be focused upon that the others around them are not affected to that degree? I really didn't put the question too good. I know what I want to say, but it's a little bit hard to say it.
Well, you're dealing with someone like the one who, in the instance of poly, Klaus. That is a very specific programming regime, and that person bears a receiver, so it is just like me talking to Dorma. Literally, these people are hearing instructions, and it isn't as simple as just saying, well, there is a tone being pulsed in instances like that. These ones are so geared that they will go into a trance. This man does not remember what he did. He will never remember what he did.
Now, I guess I was asking more on a personal basis because a lot of times I feel hot and all of a sudden I get very itchy and, got a scratch and what appears like hives come around. But a lot of times I go around, especially when I'm at home, feeling like I'm in a microwave oven, like I'm being actually cooked from the inside out. Is that something of that sort, which is coming about, or is it just within my blood, something I'm eating, or what might it be?
No, you better be paying attention to it. You are literally being radiated, all of you. And if you don't become aware of it, you will not build your defenses against it. The best example around this entire community is Ed Young. He has been hit harder with that particular thing and literally pulsed, burned. You have to be very, very conscious of it. Now, when you're talking about countering this, you need to spend time within your meditation self. And instead of trying to counter those tones, try to match them. Try to move within the tone until it no longer is noted to you. And the more often you do this, the less it will be bothersome until you train yourself to counter those. They can make you sick. And once they begin to debilitate you, you become so preoccupied by whatever the side effects are that you get worse. This is why I really urge you to not get careless with your Gyandriana. This allows the restructuring of your cellular makeup. You see, you ones want it to be an antibiotic. That isn't what it is. It is for cellular reproduction. Back to your original healthy, balanced DNA blueprint. These other things then can take care of themselves. But when you are overwhelmed by something, you have to balance out yourself again and counter it from within. And that is also true of frequency. If your makeup cannot handle the frequency, you're going to get sick. If you are bombarded by something that is, there is no antigen built in your system, you're going to get sick.
Would a higher dosage of Gondrana help counteract?
Yes, it would. It simply allows you reproduction faster, especially when you are under attack.
Thank you very much.
It's quantity. You see, this is something, Gunther.
Commander.
Except I said I wasn't going to do this. I won't talk much about it. But you see, they did a lot of bloodletting on him. Now, when your volume of blood is down, you have to understand you can't even carry the full amount of Gondrana. You must match molecule for molecule. And that means it has to build. But what will happen to you ones who have had this disease, Dorma, let us use her right now. She will have antibodies by the time she is done with this that will help protect her from the next strain. And this is one reason I don't like you ones getting inoculated, because yes, you may build up antigens, but it will not be against the right thing. And they can very easily knock you off with the next one. So what appears to be a sickness, you see, Dorma would be the first to tell you she's not sick. She has all these symptoms, but she is not sick. And most of you have been able to make it through. And you could have literally, if you had to, gone ahead and done a full day's work. Sometimes it's detrimental that you're not sick. Because if you were sick enough to not be able to get up, you would stay down. But mainly what I find is carelessness. Because you're not desperately ill, you tend to go right on and spread it to everybody. Look at me. I am suffering so, but in spite of everything, here I am. Well, the rest of the group should lynch you.
I'm for that. Now we need to spread it around so everybody's ready for the next round.
Right. Well, have we done it now?
I think we've done it. Except we can trade cups and things like that.
One more term. Commander, back to the same subject. Quite often I will ask God to shield me from this, put the light around me, or all these terms trying to ask for some sort of protection. And I'm under the assumption that if it doesn't alter, it must be good instead of bad. So I have a tendency to say, well, I guess maybe my Arab brothers or somebody are trying to tell me something. And now I'm learning that probably that's not true, that say bombardment, that it won't make much difference whether I ask for the light around me or not. Is that a misstatement?
Yes and no. It is not necessarily a bad thing. But it is imperative at every opportunity, 10,000 times a day, get the light around you. And then don't worry about it. Have it be your intent. If you're trying to communicate with me, I'm listening, sir. And try not to dwell on it. If it keeps you awake at night, put some music on your machine. But don't just ignore it, thinking it will go away. It is not going to go away. And it is up to you to consciously bring in your protective mechanism. Activate it. All of you who have a mission at all are under total attack all the time, waiting for you to let your defenses down. Can we go?
Yes.
This is a question I've been wanting to ask you for a long time. It's kind of a general question. So many of the elderly people that I take care of are just, there seems to be nothing left but a bundle of conditioned reflexes. They all, you ask them a question and they'll always give you exactly the same answer. They always, it's just like they're on automatic. And I'm wondering, could you describe briefly what goes on at the end of life, you know, when they really get up there and they're, I have some in their 90s, and mostly I'm interested in what's going on at the soul level with them.
Some literally, Audrey, have already passed over. They are simply functioning beings. And they have simply not, for one reason or another, cut the cord. And they are not really consciously aware of very much that's taking place in their existence, because they are already experiencing in the next. And when a person's purpose or work is finished, they, the you, the soul element, is going to go where it can continue its journey. And for some reason, very often, for other living entities around, they're continuing to express simply as a serving tool. So we're always very, very grateful to ones willing to fit that role. You will find that almost always there will be a need for departure after some of your major holidays that are considered your holy days. There is a will very frequently to experience one more of those family encounters, an opportunity to release. It's more than just winter time taking its toll on elderly people. It is a time of transition when it's all right to let go. The renewal, the remindings have been run past, and it's all right. A lot of ones give permission to their loved ones to make that departure. Anyone else?
see anyone, Commander. I wish to thank you.
Well, I apologize. I especially apologize to ones who have come a distance. This is the first time, though, that we have been at this much of a disadvantage in 5 years. So I guess I'm not hearing Dorma complain. It's been a long, long haul. But we've done it. They're not going to stop you. No way to stop you. There's hope. There's always hope. And you have more friends than you understand. And when we go back to talking about the conspiracy versus the conspiracy versus the conspiracy, when the downfall comes, it will look very bad. But for ones who have made preparations, it should not be so terrible. You're already bankrupt. The country is completely bankrupt, morally, physically, and financially. You have a lot of would-be kings trying to sort out their positions. And what may look like a loss, you better discern who is your enemy. But those who consider themselves godly but are not, are after the ones that consider themselves to be the Antichrist, which is certainly going to be the Khazarian Zionist organizations. They're in trouble. They have pushed and pushed and pushed until now the banks are going to fall. And this is not going to make some of the ones in the Elite 300 popular. So there's going to be a purging. And that's when you're going to want to mind your business. And keep the light about you. Because it will be so confusing, you will not be able to know. Except as it unfolds. And you're going to have to watch very carefully your own actions, because the temptation will always be to follow what man tells you to do. You can live within the laws of the land. You can function, you must function within the laws of the land, or perish. Don't be foolish. You did not come here to simply perish. And you, as a physical being, are not strong enough, nor do you have guns big enough to win in the physical game. And they bring physical laws. You better abide by them. But they will always give leeway in their physical laws, that if you utilize their own laws, you can find protection. Do it. You pray for it, God answers you, use it. And then we who have the capability, because we are of God, can create. Your enemy cannot create. If you are of God, he can only use what is. You can create from what is. He He can wreak havoc. You can create order. But you have to use discretion. What you most often do is have the prize recipe, but you print it for everybody and then give them the ingredients. So you must understand that sometimes when it appears that secrets are being kept, no, they're not secrets. There is such a thing as privacy. And there are mysteries. And until you are capable of handling the solution to the mystery, very often it's going to remain a mystery, isn't it? Love yourself. Forgive yourself. And there's a film that was shared by one in Florida. It's called Jesus. Get together and see it. Or at least see it. It's one of the better presentations of the life of this man. It has its errors and omissions, but you need refreshing. You need refreshing. You need to see yourselves there. Some of you don't like what you see there, but it helps you understand why you serve now. And it allows you to look as a spectator at possibilities and how really physical any expression of man experiencing really is. Without your spirituality in truth, you cannot make that transition. Because if you are locked in by the perceptions and the doctrines and the teachings of man, you are locked into man. And to get off here, you've got to lock into God. Enjoy your experience. Of all the ones you've had so far, this is the greatest. Let's be successful at it. You really do want to move on. You don't want to be caught in this trap of illusion. Let's get on back into reality. So I'll see you there. Salut.
Salut.